This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new leader has been elected for the opposition Labour Party in the UK, Jeremy Corbyn, a voice of the left advocating social democracy. He was elected with the help of a rule change, allowing new supporters to become members of the party and join for about $5 that added more than 100,000 new members. Corbyn won with 60% of the vote. Prime Minister and Cabinet in Egypt resigned in a corruption scandal. New Hampshire, Louisiana, Minnesota, New York State, and American Samoa have not complied with a 2005 law to make driver's licenses more secure so that they could have problems using them as IDs for air travel and other official purposes like going in federal buildings. Office Depot apologized to a woman for a suburban Chicago store refusing to print her 500 anti-abortion, anti-Planned Parenthood flyers. They have a policy against the copying of any type of material that advocates any form of racial or religious discrimination or the persecution of certain groups of people. They took another look and said, come back anytime. A rule that protesters have to keep moving during a demonstration has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in Missouri. More than 400,000 people were disqualified for federal health insurance protection on suspicions of being immigrants, four times as many as last year. But advocates and experts expect that it had to do with a shorter 10-day turnaround, since it defies common sense that someone would risk deportation to get a health subsidy. Best places for older people to live, according to HelpAge International, are Switzerland, Norway, Germany, Canada, the Netherlands, Iceland, Japan, the United States, Britain, and Denmark. The worst are Afghanistan, Malawi, Mozambique, the Palestinian territories, Pakistan, Tanzania, Zambia, Rwanda, Uganda, and Iraq. Germany, the country that has been the most welcoming in Europe, suddenly ordered temporary border restrictions that cut off rail travel from Austria and instituted spot checks on cars. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.